Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Every year, the world pours enough concrete to build a wall 88 feet high and 88 feet wide, girdling the globe at the equator. In just 2 years, 2011 to 2013, China poured more concrete than the United States did in the entire 20th century. Manufacturing cement, the product that makes concrete out of water, sand, and gravel, is the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the world. If it were a country, it would be the world's fourth worst polluter. Increasing demand for and scarcity of sand for both concrete and fracking has created a vicious global competition that in some respects resembles the worst of the drug cartels for violence, ruthlessness, and lawlessness. Now the bad news. Concrete has a lifespan. Salt, water, and heat degrade it until at some point it can no longer be the road or the bridge or the high-rise or the dam it once was. If nothing is done to replace or repair it, it fails and people die. Now the really bad news. Most of the infrastructure of the United States is made of concrete, and most of that concrete is at the end of its lifespan. If you want to see what that looks like, go to Surfside, Florida, and look at the pile of rubble that used to be the Champlain Towers. The pile of rubble that demonstrates perfectly the nature of the rapidly approaching concrete crisis. According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, nearly half of America's 617,000 bridges are 50 years old or older, and 46,000 of them are structurally deficient. 40% of the country's highways are in poor or mediocre condition. Many of them in urban situations are impossible to close down in order to rebuild them. 2,300 dams are rated as high hazard, meaning that any failure would be catastrophic, and also rated as deficient. Which brings us to the really, really bad news. There is no logical way that the local, state, or federal governments in this or any other country are going to find the political will to raise and spend the money necessary to fix this problem. For half a century and more, especially since the advent of the Reagan era, the standard operating procedure has been to kick the can down the road. Now both the can and the road are just about used up. Furthermore, should by some miracle the money appear and the work start, just the manufacturing of the cement needed would by itself accelerate global climate change, whose existential threat to the civilized world and its concrete infrastructure is just now ramping up. The industry is frothing with announced breakthroughs and advanced plans for making green concrete without all those nasty emissions. They have all the credibility of the coal industries bragging about clean coal. Most articles and speeches written about the intractable threats gathering around industrial civilization conclude with the craven statement that dramatic action has to be taken soon if this crisis, whether the concrete crisis or the global warming crisis or any of the many others, is to be avoided. None of them conclude by telling you the truth, that the time when this crisis could have been avoided is long past, and we are in for it now. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.